Since Jesus came from heaven to walk among us, Christians tend to think that walking away from anyone, letting anyone walk away from the truth, is a failure on our part. But Jesus walked away, or let others walk away, a lot. After my conversation with Dr. Wilkie, I reread the Gospels and counted every occurrence where Jesus deliberately parted ways with others. Sometimes he spoke a hard truth, after which the other person walked away. Other times, the people had been touched and begged Jesus to stay, but he had other places to go and left them. Overall, I counted 41 such instances in all four Gospels. 41. Some of these references refer to the same encounter, but that still leaves more than 24 distinct times when Jesus demonstrated walking away or letting someone else walk away. These occurrences weren't always rooted in conflict. Sometimes Jesus walked away from others who wanted more of him. On still other occasions, he retreated for his own refreshment and renewal or protection. The point is that Jesus didn't let the needs, pleas, attacks, or unresponsiveness of others distract him from the mission given to him by his heavenly Father. One thing we don't see when others walk away is Jesus giving chase. As powerful as Jesus was, as brilliant as Jesus was, as pure as Jesus was, and as surrendered to God as Jesus was, not everyone he interacted with changed, repented, or agreed with him. Here's a principle that comes from that. Sometimes, to follow in the footsteps of Jesus is to walk away from others or to let them walk away from us. Take, for instance, the story of the rich young ruler. Jesus discerned this young man's heart and the core issue in his life. He loved money. When the earnest young man couldn't walk away from his money, he chose to walk away from Jesus. Notice that our Lord didn't run after him. Jesus didn't say, "Wait, I know asking you to give 100% may sound a bit extreme. If you give away just 50%, I think we can make this work. I need followers. Let's bargain." No. He turned to his disciples, the reliable people we'll be talking about throughout this book and we'll introduce in chapter 7 when we discuss 2 Timothy 2:2. Jesus turned to those reliable people and explained what had just happened and why it was so difficult for that rich man to join them. This is a direct example of Jesus choosing to spend time training reliable people rather than spending more time with a closed person. Now, toxic doesn't seem to fit this young man's profile, but the principle is still clear. When truth is rejected, spend your time on those who will receive it instead of begging close-hearted people to reconsider. On another occasion, after giving a difficult teaching about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, Jesus lost a lot of previously enthusiastic followers. John 6, 66-67. From this time, many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. "You do not want to leave too, do you?" Jesus asked the 12. Notice the same pattern. Not just one, but many walked away. And not just casual onlookers. These are ones called his disciples. Instead of chasing them down and begging them not to misunderstand him and to please come back, Jesus turns to the reliable people.